When we heard of the notice, we quickly invited them to a meeting yesterday, which all of them agreed they were coming for a meeting. But eventually, only the Trade Union Congress turned out. So we had a meeting with the Trade Union Congress. And all the issues that were raised were the same. It was all about having a meeting with the president before the swearing-in of the cabinet members. And of course, we informed them that, yes, we are just warning. The cabinet members are already taking briefs from their ministries, including the Ministry of Labor and Employment.
Minister, you mentioned the issues. Labor Congress and the trade unions, they have been talking about wage awards for federal civil servants.
Yes.
So what did you tell them, what assurance did you give them that these issues will, the government will handle these?
Well, to them, the wage awards were even mentioned by Mr. President himself. But I told them that Mr. President has started implementing some of these issues. The issue of the palliatives, part of it, they are already sending money to the states and the local governments. So you wait for Mr. President to handle this one. Because some of those issues that were not handled, as I said, were because the cabinet was not there. The cabinet was just done about 2 weeks or so. So part of it was already done. And to wait and see the commitment of Mr. President, we are here. And that's what we are discussing, to brief Mr. President. And then Mr. President will now tell us how we go about addressing all these issues immediately.
Did you get any commitment that the Trade Union Congress or so, that they will not strike again until the issues are taken care of?
No. For the Trade Union Congress, after the explanations, they all accepted that they were not going to go on strike. And they will wait for the next 2 weeks to see what efforts we are going to do to address some of these issues.
Yeah, when I spoke to someone, I think it was early this week, I think one of the things they mentioned to me was that the federal government hasn't shown any commitment in the past. So what can you tell that person in terms of commitment?
No, it's not true. It is not true that the federal government has not shown any commitment. I think among those of these palliatives, and it's not something that you do in a day, the palliatives will take efforts. Some of them will even require the approval of the Federal Executive Council. National Economic Council comprises of the president or the vice president presiding. You will have to take it to them. Governors will have to agree for implementation, just like the 5 billion issues that were raised. Those ones requires the commitment and also the approval of both the federal government and the governors.
Thank you very much, Minister.
Thank you.